Jump in just for the sake of time and see what the Lord wants to say. Father God, we honor you. We come to you in the matchless name of your son, Jesus, and we thank you for everything that you do for us, Lord. We thank you for taking care of us, for loving us, for being our Savior, and for never giving up on us. We thank you that your grace and your mercy is more than sufficient. God, I pray this morning that you will open up our hearts, open up our minds to understand and to take that understanding and to apply it to our lives so that you receive all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The scripture this morning is going to come out of Matthew chapter 25. Matthew chapter 25. I'll start at about verse, probably 15. I'll read probably 4 or 5 verses and then we'll stop. And I really want to focus on the latter part. Depending on what version you're reading out of, some of them will say that this man got 5,000 pieces of gold. Some will say talent. Some will say silver. Some will say, and it's not necessarily important. I mean, I guess everything in the Word of God is important. But what I want to focus on is how one of the men were or people were operating. So Matthew chapter 25, verse 15. And to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to each according to his own ability. And immediately he went on a journey. This is the master. Then he who had received the 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5 talents. And likewise, he who had received 2 gained 2 more also. Verse 18, but he who had received 1 went and dug in the ground and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants came and settled accounts with them. Verse 20, so he who had received 5 talents came and brought 5 other talents, saying, Lord, you delivered to me 5 talents. Look, I have gained 5 more talents besides them. 21, his Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. He also, who had received 2 talents, came and said, Lord, you delivered to me 2 talents. Look, I have gained 2 more talents besides them. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. Verse 24, then he who had received 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. And I was afraid and went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, there you have what is yours. Verse 26, but his Lord answered and said to him, you wicked and lazy servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. So you ought have to have deposited my money with the bankers, and at my coming I would have received back my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to him who has 10 talents. Brothers and sisters, this morning what I want to focus on is a couple verses up. It said that the one man had 5 talents, he deposited it, he grew it, it turned into 10. The one that had 2 turned into 4. But the one that said that he had, the one that got 1, I lost my spot, I'm sorry. Okay, here we go. And where you've not scattered, I was, of course I can't find it. But it says that he was afraid because he knew that his master, he thought within himself, or he knew that his master would be able to get, he wanted to gain things that he didn't sow. He wanted to get many, many things, but he didn't do the work for him. So, and I won't have to find it because, let's see, sorry. Okay, what is yours? Okay, so it says, look, I have gained 2 more. You better see 1 talent. I just read it. He also had 2. Let's see. It's the part where he says that because he was fearful or because he was afraid, he put it in the ground and he he wanted to do it because of that. Okay, let's see. And likewise, he had received two games, but he also received one in him, his Lord's mind. After a long time, the Lord's summons. Okay. Sorry, I just have to find it. And I have completely lost my spot. I will make you a maintain to joy, Leos. Because he was fearful is the part that I'm looking for. And doing five talents, then he. But he had received one dug in the ground. Came the Lord into. I have gained two more talents, the Lord said to him. Okay, sorry, here it is. Sorry, I completely messed my place up in the Bible. In verse 25, the man said, "And I was afraid and went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, there you have what is yours." The thing I want to talk about this morning is what is the opposite of fear? And a lot of people will say that it's being brave or that's, you know, being able to do certain things, not being scared. But the opposite of fear, I believe, is love. The opposite of fear is love. Because when you operate in love, if you mess up or if you can't remember something or if you do something bad or if you're nervous and you're around people that love you, you know that you're going to be accepted. You know that no matter your shortcomings, no matter what it is that you've fallen short of, no matter what it is that maybe you've disappointed people, you know that they're going to be always right there to lift you up, always right there to love you, always right there to help you. So brothers and sisters, when these men, where they would take their five talents or two talents and they were investing it, but when the one got one talent of gold or silver, whatever it may have been, when he got that, the Bible says that he was fearful, so he went and hid it. And that stopped him from growing interest. That stopped him from having the ability to grow what was given to him. It stopped him from reaching his full potential. How many of us this morning are being held back by fear? How many of us this morning, because we're scared, because we're nervous, because we don't want to take that jump, because we don't want to take that leap of faith, so to speak, are allowing the enemy to beat our heads in? You see, this morning, I believe that God is trying to replace our fear with love. We serve a God that is love. We serve a God that says he'll stick closer to us than a brother. We serve a God that will never disappoint us, never let go of us. You see, the same God that you praise and worship on the mountaintop is absolutely the same God in the valley. He doesn't change. The Bible is very, very specific when it says with God, there's no shadow of turning, meaning that he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. But my question this morning would be, why do we hear God so much better in the valley? Why do we believe God is working on our behalf so much better when we're focusing on him because we need something from him? But sometimes when we're on the mountaintop, we don't work as hard to hear God. We don't focus on God enough. We don't do praise and worship like we should because we're already on the mountaintop. And you see, the reason I believe that for me personally, that I don't hear God as well in the valley sometimes, or I don't hear God as well on the mountaintop sometimes, is because I lose focus. Because on the mountaintop, I don't feel like I need God as much. I don't feel like I have to depend upon him as much. I don't feel like I need him to work on my behalf as much because everything is going right. But as soon as I hit that valley, as soon as something goes wrong, I'm back on my face. I'm back on my knees before the Lord. But I believe the scripture is telling us this morning that we don't have to do it that way. There's a more excellent way. There's a better way. And that better way is to constantly stay in a relationship with the Lord. You see, I believe that each one of us, God has given us certain abilities, certain attributes that we have that make us who we are. We have the ability to help people. We have the ability to sow. We all have the ability to tithe. Sometimes I hear a lot of people say, oh, it's a lot harder for me to tithe than it is this person because I make more money or I you know, these things. And I'm like, no. See, I've had to tithe when I made $300 a week, and I've had to tithe when I make a lot more than that. And to me, equally are the same. You see, I believe that if I'm scared that God can't replace that money or God can't allow me and my wife to pay the bills or to do the things that we want to do, then I'll hold back my tithe. But what I've learned, what we've definitely learned and been taught many, many times over, that if I'm willing to operate in love, if I'm willing to help that person that God tells me to help, if I'm willing to sow like God tells me to sow, then not one time has he ever disappointed me. But fear will hold me back. Fear will stop me from tithing. Fear will stop me from giving to whomever God tells me to. But I promise you one thing this morning, brothers and sisters. If you will lose the fear and gain the love, then there is a whole new world out there for you and me. Does it mean everything goes perfect? Absolutely not. But does it mean that God's right there with you every step of the way? Absolutely. It means that sometimes if you'll go to God praising and worshiping, no matter what's going on around you, then God will perform. God will do things for you and me that will blow our minds, but not when we're operating out of fear. I was talking to Alex this morning, and so many times Joshua or Isabel will come to us, and I'm telling you, there's no shame in their game. They could do bad on a project or get a bad grade, or not like on the report card, that's a different ball game, but like on a paper or, you know, some kind of project, and I'll get on to them. You give them a good 90 seconds, man, they'll ask me for anything. They'll come back to me with expectant hearts. They'll come back to me and say, okay, Dad, let's go get that rolled ice cream. Where 5 minutes ago, I told them, listen, we're not going to do this, that, and the third if you can't focus at school or do something. And thank God they're doing good. But when those things do happen, they're not scared to come back to me. And a lot of times, just to be honest, I don't even want to do what they want to go do or you know, go get them, but I'll do it because they come to me with such expectation, with such love, with such joy in their heart. They're not scared at all. They're operating out of love because they know one thing, that I am a good, good dad. In all my shortcomings and every time I've ever messed up, they know that I still want to help them. They know that I still love them. They know that if they'll ask, the absolute worst thing that can happen is no. Brothers and sisters, how many of us this morning are even scared to ask God? How many of us are scared to do the thing that we know God has put in our path? How many of us are scared to take that next step in business, or scared to take that next step in our relationship, or scared, here's a big one, to let that person go? Or here's even maybe a bigger one. How many of us are scared to forgive that person because we're afraid we're going to be hurt? God is not a God of fear. When the children of Israel were going through the land, when Joshua was doing his thing, when they were going to fight a battle, what's the first thing God always told his people? Fear not, for I am with you. We have to go through in this world. This world is crazy sometimes. Sometimes it's awesome, but I promise you, it is way better to go through with him than go through without him. If you have fear in your life, I know sometimes I have fear in my life. I'll run the worst scenario. I'll run the worst possible thing that could happen in my mind, in my thoughts. And 99% of the time, those things never happen. And I took glory away from God because I was so focused on me. I was so focused on the what ifs in this world. Could you imagine if each one of us from this day forward said, God, I don't know what's going to happen, but I know you're a God of love. I know you're a God that wants to help me and pick me up and heal me and redeem me and restore those relationships. Could you imagine what in the world God would do in our lives? In closing this morning, the man said, listen, I was scared, Master. Lord, I thought that you were this way. Lord, I thought that this is what you do. You did. You wanted to reap where you didn't sow. Lord, I thought you were this way. But you see, I don't believe the man knew the Lord. I don't believe the man knew the master of the house, because I believe the master of the house was not that way. I don't believe he had a personal relationship with him deep enough, secure enough, secure in love, secure in a relationship, because I believe that if he would have, he would have never been scared. Brothers and sisters, when I leave this house this morning, I'm not scared my wife's going to call another man. I'm not scared my wife's going to go do this or go spend all our money or go do this, that, and the third. Why am I not scared? I don't even think about it. Why? Because I have a relationship with her. Because I know her. Because I've seen her track record. Because she has done certain things for me and I have done certain things with her. Does it mean we messed up? Absolutely. But our relationship is growing. I don't have a relationship of fear. Because I believe having a relationship of fear is not worth having that relationship. I believe God's calling us out of fear to love. This morning, I challenge us. I challenge us to accept the love of God. And that is so easy to say, but it is sometimes difficult to practice. He is the God of the mountaintop, but he's the God of the valley. And he's the God all the way in between. Let's pray. Father God, I honor you. I thank you in our shortcomings, God, that when we mess up, that we don't have to worry, Lord. We don't have to be condemned by the enemy. We don't have to be condemned by people, because you are the lifter of our head, because you are our Redeemer. You are the one that loves us. You are the one that takes care of us. God, this morning, I pray for my brothers and sisters. Lord, I pray for every bit of fear to be completely cast out of our lives. God, I pray that you will replace any anxiety, any fear with your love, your presence, your anointing. Because God, I believe when we get close enough to you, fear has no choice but to run. God, this morning we prophesy and we believe that we are no longer scared to let go. We are no longer scared to let that person back in, God. God, I speak to any hurt, I speak to any worry, and I pray, God, in Jesus' name, that you will release that from our lives. I pray for my brothers and sisters that you will take us and not let us be fearful of any man or any situation or any hurt, God, because your love is greater than that. Your love is greater than a multitude of sins. Your love that you displayed on the cross is the greatest thing that this world has ever seen. And this morning, God, we look to your cross, we look to your forgiveness, and we receive everything that you have for us. God, we don't operate out of fear. No longer will we be scared. No longer will we be worried. We will take that jump as long as you jump with us. God, we'll take that next business adventure as long as you're the one that's saying it. God, we'll let that person back into our lives with no reservations as long as you're right there to heal us. God, I pray this morning that you will help us and encourage us like only you can do. And by faith, we consider these things done in your Son, Jesus. We pray and we believe these things. In Jesus' name, amen.